Columbia, South Carolina, a complete effort from the Georgia Southern baseball team, including 3 home runs by the offense and 12 strikeouts from the defense, earned the Eagles its third top 25 victory this season, about the 22nd-ranked South Carolina Gamecocks, 8-0. Action started in the second inning when J.D. Kaiser belted his team-leading 5th homer, a 401-foot solo blast to right field to get the Eagles, 15-14, on the board. A Sean White single, a Jonathan Jamie walk, and a Josh Tate walk loaded the bases, when Sam Blancato sent a 1-0 pitch over the right field wall, notching his 2nd grand slam of the season and giving the Eagles a 5-0 lead after 2 frames. The 4th inning saw Blancato launch his 2nd homer of the game, also to right field, to bump the Georgia Southern lead up to 6-0. The Eagles were able to add 2 insurance runs in the top half of the 9th, when Kent Schmidt was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded, then a wild pitch moved the runners up, scoring Tate and putting up the eventual 8-0 final. The Gamecocks, 21-8, could not mound any offense in the bottom half of the frame, earning Georgia Southern the shutout victory. The Georgia Southern pitching had a spectacular combined effort, with each pitcher putting up at least 1 strikeout in the game. Starter Ty Fisher had 2, Garrett Miskowiak had 2, Jake Martin had 3, Davis Smith had 1, and Mitchell Gross had 4. Fisher earned the victory on the staff day for the pitching staff. Southern defeated the Gamecocks for the first time in 28 years. The last victory came in February of 1996, a 9-5 victory in Columbia. This was only the 4th time since the year 2000 the two met on the field. Blancato and Kaiser both led the offense with 2-for-5 nights. Blancato ended the night with 5 RBI. Up next, Georgia Southern hosts Georgia State for a Sun Belt Conference contest at J.I. Clements Stadium, starting on Friday night.